from the Mills Fleet Farm studio, back to the KQ Morning Show.
Some very, very sad news this morning, ladies and gentlemen, as far as the radio business is concerned. Roger Erickson, a WCCO-AM radio legend who offered generations of Minnesotans a laugh over their morning coffee and commute, the news of the day and school closing information on snowy days. Well, Roger died yesterday. Erickson, with his deep and melodious voice, and his other half, Charlie Boone, also a great guy, by the way, with a Boone and Erickson morning show at 8:30 a.m. on the radio dial for 38 years. The two were the longest-running on-air duo on a single station in American broadcasting, they said in a 2013 interview. For decades, more, you know, that's a very important point, because a lot of people are pointing out the longevity of this show, and they would be, you know, if I stay here till the end of my deal, we will pass them, and they are the ones to beat still. I really don't think anybody's ever been on the air together for 38 years. Not that I know of, anyway.
Those are a couple of big names in town.
Oh, God, yeah. But it shows the loyalty of Minnesotans as well. When Minnesotans like what you're doing, they're very loyal, which is really cool.
There's a one guy named Tom Bernard. Same deal.
Yeah. Just a great guy like Roger and Charlie.
Hold on.
Yeah, let's not get carried away here, shall we? For decades, more than half of local radios would tune into Boone and Erickson's show. Their folksy chat recalled an earlier era for many listeners, and the two were notorious for involving interview subjects from Hollywood actors to Minnesota governors to state troopers in skits and sketches. In a 1998 interview, Erickson and Boone recalled a pseudo-solemn actor, John Houseman. I don't wish to put it on. Was that John Houseman? No, that was a different guy. Teaching them how to conduct an interview, and actress Carol Channing of Hello Dolly fame doing a Hello Dilly number for Gedney Pickles. So humor's changed a little, but Erickson was a 2001 character, Erickson was a 2001 charter inductee into the Minnesota Broadcasting Hall of Fame. His biography on that website called him the man who made school closing announcements an art form, and he did, by the way. That guy could do school closings in the winter in Minnesota better than anybody. The biography said he grew up on a farm near Winthrop, Minnesota, studied speech and theater at the University of Minnesota, where he appeared in productions such as Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, and wrote and produced programs for in-school listening at the university station KUOM. I'm very, very sad to hear that Roger Erickson has died. Doesn't really say how old he was when he died. Let me scroll down here. Maybe it says down at the bottom, but yeah, Charlie Boone and Roger Erickson. Of course, Charlie died in 2015 at age 88, which is pretty cool. Yeah, he's a great guy, as I said. Does it say here? I'm trying to find anywhere where it says how old Roger Erickson was when he died yesterday. But Boone died at 88, but it doesn't say how old Roger was. By the way, he joined WAVN in Stillwater in 1951, served 2 years in the Army, returned to WAVN, moved to WCCO Radio in 1959, served as an announcer, and he also appeared, ladies and gentlemen, as Bozo the Clown on Channel 4. Huh?
Whoa.
See, I don't appear, everybody just thinks I'm Bozo. You know what I mean? They think I'm a clown. I don't have to appear anymore. I'm that clown. Yeah, really? You know, I cannot.
88.
Oh, he's 88 as well?
I think so. That's what this says.
So Charlie Boone died at 88 and Roger Erickson died at 88. So sorry to see that Roger has passed away. Yeah, Boone and Erickson. Well, at one point, ladies and gentlemen, this is, of course, many years ago, but three stations owned all of the listeners. CCO had about 50% of them. WDGY had about another, 15-20% of them. And then, I don't remember who was third, but literally 75% of the listening audience listened to three radio stations. Very, very interesting. So, we honor Roger and Charlie rather than, it just make you sad because, you know, they were, when you did school closings, you tuned to Roger Erickson. There's no doubt about that. So, all the best.